We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, hello, everyone, and our fans. Thank you for checking in with us on our YouTube, LinkedIn. What else?
Facebook. Instagram.
That's Alex Cooper in the background providing me with my knowledge. Thank you, Alex, our executive producer. Our next guest, someone we knew prior to Radio Entrepreneurs, but still been on the show before, Steve Markman, Markman Speaker Management. Hello.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. So what's going on in the speakers world?
Oh, a lot, especially in my world.
Well, that's what we want to know about your world.
Right. No, I appreciate that. When we last met, I was doing what I am still doing, but I've expanded my business to a great extent. So if I can take a few minutes, I'll explain the parts of my business that I do. So I have three principal parts of the business. One is a speakers bureau, which I launched about a year ago. Actually, my company's now in its 24th year. Launched the Speakers Bureau several years ago, but focused more on another part of my business, which I'll explain in a second. But the Speakers Bureau is rapidly expanding. I have on my speaker roster over 55 speakers on a wide variety of topics. They are paid keynote speakers. They have talks on marketing, sales, innovation. I have some athletes. I have the former Obama Secretary of the Air Force, who was the second woman ever to hold that position. I recently got Terrell Owens, NFL
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer now, finally, right? And I have some ex-Bruins and Celtics locally.
Alex Cooper.
Yeah, Alex Cooper, ex-Hall of Famer. So I've got a wide variety of topics and right. speakers. The other part of my business is a executive visibility service, executive visibility speaker program service, and that has formed the core of what I've done for most of these 20-plus years, which is to find and secure speaking engagements of the unpaid variety for corporate executive teams, law firms, consulting firms, many professional service firms who hire me to get unpaid speaking gigs because it's a great way to demonstrate their expertise in whatever their firm does without doing a sales pitch. So it's a marketing and business development tool. And the third piece of my business is coaching, where I coach individual speakers on a one-to-one basis to get them to accomplish whatever their goals are, whether they're paid speaking, unpaid speaking, a combination of both. How to market themselves, how to position their topics in the marketplace and so forth. So that's what I've been up to for the last 24 years.
So, you know, I find that people are still very anxious about public speaking. Do you find, you know, some current tips that you can share that you find that are quite useful in working with people?
Sure. So the main idea that I preach, and I don't teach public speaking per se. I work with people who do that, but for those who are just starting out and have a great talk, but they're literally afraid to get up and give that talk, there's nothing as a substitute for practice, and it's really diving into the deep end of the pool and doing it, whether that means starting with Toastmasters International or another type of speaking organization where you get to speak in front of peers, you get to speak and practice and get used to it. You can do it, speak in front of to yourself in front of a mirror ad nauseum, and that actually helps. So it's getting used to being in front of people and having something really good and solid to say. So in this industry, definitely practice makes perfect. That said, you still have to compete with a lot of other people, certainly on the paid side, for speaking engagements. So it's not an easy thing to crack into, but with the right elocution and the right topic and the right marketing, it can be done.
agree. So these people, would you? How do you find all of them? I mean, you gave us a pretty diverse list. You're going from an officer to not a gentleman, but T.O., who's a Hall of Famer. So you go from an officer to Hall of Fame. How do you find these people? Does T.O. find you?
So a lot of the speakers that I have on my roster have been referred to me through a network of literally hundreds of people that I've gotten to know on the speaker circuit. I've been in the speaking industry / conference industry for over 30 years, more than I'd like to admit to. But I was on the conference side for about a dozen years, running the conference divisions for Comdex, which was a 200,000 attendee giant computer conference that I'm sure you're aware of, and before that, the conference board. And so over the years, you meet a lot of people, you know, thousands actually. So right. A lot of them know me. I write, I speak, and I get my name out there and as much as I can. And so mostly through referrals. Occasionally, I do read an article about somebody and I think to myself, boy, that would be a great person to have on my roster. And I then approach them. Everybody is approachable.
Do you fire clients because they just can't be coached or they're just not good speakers?
So almost all of the speakers that are on my roster, in fact, all of them, 100% of them, are experienced speakers. So it becomes a non-issue for the people that are on my roster. They've been speaking for years. So they have a list of speaking engagements that they've already gone to. They speak to a combination of associations, conferences, companies who hire these speakers because they have either a big staff meeting, they might bring in all their HR folks from worldwide, you know, it could be Procter & Gamble having a big conference internally for their people of a certain function or of a certain industry, and colleges and all sorts of McDonald's and other franchises. So it's a pretty wide variety. So most of them are experienced speakers, so I don't need to have any firings.
Do you get hired mostly by individuals or corporations?
So the people that hire me on the speaker bureau side, those are organizations that are putting on the meetings. So it could be the director of conferences of a large association. I'm speaking this week with the director of conferences of a big real estate consortium where it's an association of three dozen real estate companies, and they have an annual meeting, and they want some motivational speaker to come in and talk to them. Other times, it's a specific company. So it's runs the gamut. I'm working with two colleges in the area to find speakers for their fall kickoff event for new students that are coming in.
So how do people compensate you?
So for the Speakers Bureau, I get paid solely by the speaker themselves. So the Speakers Bureau model was established in the late 40s, early 50s when the industry began. And it has always been a commission business model. So most speakers bureaus, as does mine, depending on the speaker and what they're looking for, somewhere between 20 and 25% of what I negotiate for them as a speaker fee is what comes back to me.
So it's all commissionable. It's like selling a house.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So if I were to get $10,000 a speech through you, you would get $2,500 of that $10,000.
Right, right.
What do I have to lose?
Right, because you're not spending a nickel unless I find something for you. The other aspect of my business that I mentioned, the other service, which is the Executive Visibility Speaker Program, that's a different business model. So there, I have worked for example, Robeson Gray and WilmerHale and some major law firms. They put me on a retainer on a one-year contract basis, and I get a fee whether I find them speaking engagements or not. So it's a very different business model because right. they're using it more for marketing. And the idea there is that if I don't find them the engagements, they'll leave, right? So they won't renew. But that's a different business model. Well, and coaching is on an individual basis. Right.
Steve, if somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
So I am on the internet at markmanspeaker.com, markmanspeaker.com. They can also call me at my office, 781-444-7500. I'm in Needham Center, and my clients are international clients, and I have an outreach to events internationally. So it's basically myself, but it's a worldwide outreach.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. I hope you come back again.
Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate the offer to be here, and thanks again.
Well, again, this was the one and only Steve Markham coming out from behind the curtain, just like the Wizard of Oz, now speaking for himself. Markman Speaker Management, great having you on the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.